When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. Personally, I can't wait to get a new pair of Giannis Freak 5s. Whatever you're adding to your lineup next, head to eBay. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Just look for that blue check mark. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
The WNBA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Edge Boost. Edge Boost enables you to double your bet with no interest. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to get started today. Yes, sir. We are back with another edition of the WNBA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. No me, no the voice, no guys. Me, really real villain, real Terrell from Virginia, here at your service. And man, oh man, we are back for a four-game slate in the WNBA. Recording this the day before, live on YouTube. YouTube.com/NBA Gambling Podcast is where we're streaming the WNBA Gambling Podcast this season. And I would just like to tell you that if you are listening on YouTube, we're rolling with the Minnesota Lynx tonight. I know this isn't on the slate, but we're rolling with the Minnesota Lynx. So if you were able to get this bet in before the Lynx game tips in about 58 minutes here, I'm rolling with the Lynx. I think they're a more desperate team playing the Connecticut Sun, who looked like they played down the competition very early on in the season. But I like the Lynx, and I like the under tonight. So two plays that I like in a single game slate in the WNBA tonight. Got friend of the program, Gendy, John Ginder, with me to break down this four-game slate. Gendy, what's going on? And we can't hear you because you're on mute, so I'm going to unmute you. There you go.
Yeah, what's going on, man? Really excited. Got a four-game slate coming up, and I love me some WNBA basketball. Can't get enough of it, so I'm ready to dive into this.
Definitely so, and I am not wasting any time because we have a lot of coverage to get done in a short amount of time. First game up on the slate is 6 p.m. on the East Coast on the ION Network. First year that they are broadcasting WNBA games, so you can be able to check that out. New York Liberty are going to play the Chicago Sky in Chicago. Liberty opened up as 11-point favorite. They are down to minus 10.5 now. 162.5 is the total. Come up a little bit from 162. Looking here, injury report for the Chicago Sky. Rebecca Gardner, Mo Birch, both out for this game. And you look here for the New York Liberty, and they have Maria Johannes. She was out. I think she's expected to be in this game now. But you know how the WNBA can be a little bit finicky with their injury reports. I believe she's officially completed all of – she played in that last game, so I don't think there's any reason that she shouldn't be with the team right now. Maria Johannes should be in the lineup for the New York Liberty. All right, here. Liberty have been the super team that everybody thought they were at different points in time. They are currently 2-2 against the spread. They absolutely destroyed the Connecticut Sun. And then what could have been a little bit of a get up spot for the Seattle Storm. They end up covering that 15.5 that they got at home. So now you get the Liberty again, another double digit favorite on the road. Gendy, what do you like here in this matchup?
Yeah, I mean, I did see, or the Storm did hang around that game. I thought at one point they were going to make a game, maybe do a little bit of the upset. The Liberty are definitely rolling a little bit more each and every game, and I think you finally saw, I think they got kind of figured out, you know, Vandersloot's going to run the point, Inescu's fine with shooting off the ball. They're really starting to click. So I actually think the Liberty are going to cover the 11, and part of that is I'm still pissed off at Chicago for the other night when I thought +3 and they were going to win outright, and I'm still mad, so I hope the Liberty cover and take it to them just for a little payback for me.
Yeah, and I talked about that line, and I ended up going Chicago on the show, but I played Dream first half. That was the better play for me, and they ended up not only covering the first half but the full game. It felt like a little bit of a trappy line. The Dream were a 3-point favorite with how good Chicago's played. the Liberty are clearly by far the more talented team. And maybe the injuries are a little bit too much for Chicago, but Marina Mabry's been playing really, really well. Can we get a good game from Kalia Copper here? Potentially. I think that they have, you know, the size and Elizabeth Williams. Courtney Williams has been just miss do it all for this team.
Yep, absolutely.
This Chicago team is good, man. They are really good. And this is the first of a two-game set. I'm going to go back to what I do in the NBA, and I'm going to take the dog, especially a home dog catching double digits in the first of a two-game set. The next game is going to be in New York on Sunday, I believe it is. Yes, yeah, Sunday. So next game is Sunday in New York for these two teams, and they play the second game of their back-to-back set. I'm going to take Chicago in the first game, plus 10.5. I think Chicago keeps it close on their home floor. Little bit of a sweat there for the New York Liberty. I think the Liberty still win the game outright. And then we get the large New York Liberty cover back in Barclays. That just feels a little bit more, because this Chicago team is good, and I'm not trying to underestimate them anymore. I think that they have what it takes to be able to at least give the Liberty a game. Will they win? I don't think so, but I think that they'll make it a 6-7 point game by the time it's all said and done. So I'll actually back the Chicago Sky here, minus 10.5. A total, 162.5. I'm all over the over, because the New York Liberty have yet to show me that I can really, really trust them defensively yet this season. A very good game against the Connecticut Sun, holding them to 65 points. But getting 78 to Seattle, to 73 to Indiana, like they kind of got out in front of that game. And that's another angle of this, too. They get out in front and kind of don't care what Chicago does offensively. But I think defensively, there's still some things that need to be, some kinks that need to be worked out on the New York Liberty side of the ball. I don't think they just come into this game and lock up the Chicago Sky. I think, like I said, Marina Mabry earlier, I think she's able to find her stride and get going and have a really nice game here. I think that they can get some work on the inside. I'm going to roll with the over 162.5. Gendy, what say you?
I'm definitely with you on the over. The one thing that does concern me, I know Copper is due for a breakout game here, I think, but there was barely anybody in double digits on that team in the last game. And I don't know if Copper's having a bad game and Mayberry's putting up some points, but they're going to need points from a lot more people. So that was definitely one concerning to me. But I think that the Liberty alone, just the amount of points they're going to be able to put up with, and Chicago is going to probably at least be able to stay competitive with them. So I'm with you on the over for sure.
Yeah, and it wasn't like they got bad looks in that game. They got quality looks. It just didn't fall. You look at Mabry, who's had a really good season thus far. She was 4-for-10. Kalia Copper was 4-for-14. Courtney Williams was 2-for-10. Elizabeth Williams was 3-for-10. Like, they just could not get the ball in the basket. I think that this team is well coached enough where they're going to have the players in solid positions. Even Dana Evans was 3-for-8. Like, they're going to have these players in solid positions. And then I think that after that, that's where, you know, a little bit of back home, get the, you know, the bucket is a lot larger for them back home. I think that they can find, I actually kind of would play Sky team. Let me see if I can find a Sky team total over. Let's see. There we go. Nope. Do not have any team total over for the Sky or any player props really at all.
Yeah, that's so frustrating. The player props thing will continue to frustrate me for the the rest of this year probably, because this is madness that they're not out already. Player props are, I'm having a lot of success this year so far on player props, so I want them rolled out more and more so I can dive into them.
Yeah, very much so. Let me see here. Let me see what Underdog has anything for tomorrow. Nope, only thing they have is for tonight. So can't give you any props. Can't give you. I will say that I will be looking to Marina Mabry this game to get back on the slide again. She's had a couple of really good games already this season, and the ball just didn't find the basket for her. I think that she has a better game. Kalia Copper, you know, she's always going to have the ball in her hand. She's always going to be a threat to score the basketball. So I think she'll have a pretty solid game. But again, Mabry 19-23 in her two games prior to that last game. So she's kind of starting to caught fire, and she's got the green light taking 9 shots, 15 shots, 17 shots, 10 shots. Like, she's getting the attempts up. So I think that if they start to fall a little bit more for her, then that's when we get the breakout game from her. So I'll be on Maria Mabry points for sure.
And I think for me, in terms of player props, what I'm, even though they're not out, I'm looking for, if Stewart's under 25, I'm taking it every game until they get smarter, just because she's playing out of this world. I think it was you that mentioned on the last pod, until they get smartened up with Courtney Williams, I'm looking for her rebounds if they're anywhere under probably five or six. Yeah,
she did it again. So, I mean, let's just go through the numbers. 7, 6, 9, 11, 7. She's there.
And she's, I think there's rebounds. And going against the Liberty, they're going to be shooting a lot. So I think there's going to be more chances for rebounds than in some of the games she's already played. And look what she's putting up. So,
I'm looking for that. 8 rebounds per game for Courtney Williams, 7th in the WNBA.
And I think,
as a 5'8 guard.
Yeah, it's madness, but we love that. And I'm also looking for Copper, because they keep lowering her odds, and anything under like 14, I'll take, because she's got a breakthrough here. So if it's anything 14, 15, I'm probably going to take the over on that as well.
Yeah, I think she'll probably be around that 17, 18 territory for this one. All right. Before we get to the next game of the slate, got to talk to you about Edge Boost, because it's the world's first now bet now, pay later Visa card, similar to your buy now, pay later programs. But this is for the D-Gens, because they offer you up to $2,500 in betting advances. Super duper easy. You just make your deposit and they will match it. And you can get a betting advance for you to use in case, you know, maybe you don't want to tie up your own bankroll. Maybe you want to tie up another bankroll in the future just to get a hedge out there, secure yourself a profit. Do you remember the guy that had like this crazy payout in the NFL? He had like every single game against the spread pick. Last game was the Detroit Lions and the Green Bay Packers. He had the Lions and the Packers won. Now, if he had Edge Boost, he could have gotten that extra $2,500 and hedged out of that and still made a very, very nice profit. So double down on your favorite bet, or even use it to middle, like I said, or hedge. 0% interest is Edge Boost. Again, 0% interest for weekly installments to pay back, or when you win the bet, just pay it back in full and then start all anew again. Support SGPN and grow your bankroll by going to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge. Must be 21 years or older to use. Problem gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, next game on the slate, we have the Dallas Wings traveling to D.C. to play the Washington Mystics. Mystics open up as a 6.5-point favorite. That line is still at 6.5. 163.5 is the total. Let's see what's labeled on the injury report for now. We still have Myesha Hines-Allen, who's suspected to be out until about mid-June. So she's still got a couple of weeks in her. And for the Dallas Wings, it looks like, so I actually just saw this, Underdog tweet this. Tierra McGowan is actually leaving the team to go back overseas and continue playing. I don't know the exact details of that or why that is that she's going back. Typically, they don't stay with the team. I mean, they typically just stay with their overseas team and then come to the W when they're finished. But now she's leaving to go complete a contract. So that's going to be brutal, because she was their big woman down low. She was very, very good rebounding, gave them some type of rim protection. And so now you're missing that piece as she goes back, and she's going to miss a little while. Like, this isn't just for a day. She's going to miss a little while she's finishing that overseas contract. So,
well, correct me if I'm wrong, but will she be able to play at all then because of the prioritization rules? Because she's prioritizing overseas and WNBA, so they might not even let her return until next season.
I don't see anything like that. So Christine Agnew for the Sky is actually, I don't know if they're on the same team, but she actually has the same contract where she has to go back overseas for the Sky. So she's missing 6 to 8 games. And we didn't even talk about that in our Sky breakdown. I just saw that pop up as well. So she's missing 6 to 8 games. So it looks like that they actually can come back. I don't know how this works. It looks like it's something that was already put into motion and we're just now understanding that now. But just know you're not going to see Tierra McGowan for the near future for the Dallas Wings, yeah. And that's a really big blow to them. All right. Yeah,
that's wild. I've been following the Gabby Williams one for the Storm too, because that's, you know, pretty interesting. They're still talking about they don't know if she's going to be able to play or not, and So I, you know, it's definitely a weird road for these teams to have to navigate.
In terms of this game, I mean, Tierra McGowan wasn't going to change the side that I was going to do, but it just strengthens of what I was going to say. And I'm taking a Mystics here. Mystics -6.5. It's a very simple handicap here. Dallas plays zero defense. Washington plays defense. So while Washington probably can score north of 80 plus points in this game because Dallas gives up 80 to anybody with the breathing pulse, the Washington Mystics, I think, will lock up Dallas and make things a lot tougher on Satu Sabali, make stuff tougher on Arike. I think that they're going to really slow the pace down, not allow Dallas to just get out and run up and down the floor like they want to do. They're going to make them play out the half court and make things a lot more difficult for them. So I like Washington here -6.5. I think they can cruise. The Tierra McGowan thing strengthens my trust in an already really, really good Shakira Austin, who's having an amazing season thus far. So, and I expect to see her, you know, in Vegas for All-Star Weekend come July. So I'm all over Washington -6.5. That's a lock of mine. What say you?
Oh, I hate to do this to you, but I'm thinking the other way. Dallas okay. +7.
I love it.
I tell you what, besides my Aces that I absolutely love, the Dallas Wings are closely becoming my second favorite team to watch play. Sabali's having a hell of a year, and obviously Enrique and Howard, between the three of them, they had 76 points, I think, in the last game. So they definitely can score. And I just have this weird feeling this game's going to be closer. I do think they're going to score less, but I think it's going to be within 7. This is one I borderline want to stay away from, but if I had to, I would take Dallas +7 because I like Dallas. I think a lot of people were underestimating them this year, and they can definitely play.
Mm-hmm. All right. No, I like when we differ. I love when we differ. All right. So 163.5 is the total here. I know I've told myself I will never take an under with Dallas, but I've also told myself I will never take an over with Washington. If I had a lean, I'm probably going to just lean to the under because I think Washington wins this game. If they win the game, it probably goes under. If Dallas wins the game, it probably went over. Whereas what I probably will play, and we don't have it yet, is a team total under for Dallas because I think that they are going to get smothered by this Washington defense. They're going to slow the game down and force them to play out the half court. And when Dallas is playing out the half court, that's when you start to see more errors. You see them turn the ball over a little bit more. You see them not get as high percentage shots as they would like. It's when they start running in transition, they get Arike running up the floor, they get Satu running up the floor. That's when they can start making the right passes and they start their scoring runs and they can really take over a game by forcing turnovers and getting out in transition. I don't think it's going to be that easy for them against this Washington Mystics team, especially on the road. So a play that I will 100% be getting down on is Dallas's team total under. Gendy, what do you like here about the total of 163.5?
I'm with you on the under. I think you said you were in on it for the whole game, too. I'm thinking in my head this is a 74, 71, 77, 71 kind of game. So I'm looking at this to hardly go over 150, if anything. So for me, I'm really big on the under. Mystics are phenomenal at defense. They're going to slow the pace down a little bit, but I think Dallas is able to score enough to stay within the 7, keep it close, but definitely I like the under here.
All right. Again, we don't have lines on player props, just kind of talking out our ass on it right now. But again, Shakir Austin is probably going to be my favorite play of this game. I just think without Tierra McGowan, she's going to have a very, very easy time in the post. Dallas defense, interior defense, has really, really struggled. And I think that how well she's been playing, how good she is off of the dribble and being able to create for herself, not even wait for somebody to set up for her, but to be able to create for herself and find a way to get to the lane and get to the basket to score, I expect her points prop to be somewhere around 13.5, 14.5, maybe something like that. I think she goes over, and I'm probably going to get down on her rebounds prop as well. Yeah. Anything that you can think of that would potentially catch your eye here?
Yeah, there's a couple I think of. Probably Rike's under, depending on what it is. Last game, it was, I think it was 25.5, 26. And I was like, man, that's a heavy. So if it's anywhere near that, just because of the Mystics D, I'm probably looking the under. I think it's going to be obviously a little bit lower. But if they are giving her a bunch of points like that, that's something I'm looking at. Playing the under, depending where EDD's over is, she seems to be back in full form, and they said no load management. So if she's got a decent line, she's been playing pretty good. And I like Sabali's rebounds. She's been hitting the glass pretty hard this year. And, you know, depending again where that's at, if it's 6, 7, 8, definitely playing, probably not playing 9.5, 10, just because with Alston, and I think it's going to be a little bit harder to rebound in that game.
All right, but first we have some breaking news.
What?
Yes, we have breaking news, because if you are watching live and you're catching this, Jessica Shepherd turned her ankle in warm-ups, and her status for tonight for the Minnesota Lynx is in question. So the Minnesota Lynx already without Diamond Miller, potentially could be without Jessica Shepherd as well. That's their big woman down low. And that is a big loss for them. I'm not as certain about that under anymore, because I think Connecticut will have easy lane inside the paint today now. I will say this does give me more optimism for Nafisa Collier rebounds. This gives me more optimism for all Breonna Jones unders. I'm going to be all over. I'm actually getting a bet down on Breonna Jones right now. She is, let me see, what's Breonna Jones' numbers looking like? That's the one. Breonna Jones is at 22.5 points of rebounds, 8.5 rebounds, 14 points. That 14 points is a lock. I'm taking that 14, over 14 points for Breonna Jones. But, yeah, very, very brutal loss there for the Minnesota Lynx. I'm actually kind of not feeling the Lynx for the game anymore. But I will definitely pivot over to that player prop, getting down on that now.
They're gonna have to make up for some assists too, because she's basically been the point center for them
this year. Yeah, very much so.
A good 5, 6, 7, or I think 5 and 6 assists. So
I still think it's an Aerial Powers masterclass game. I don't see any lines on her, but I think it's an Aerial Powers masterclass game. And Kayla McBride probably has a really good game too as well. I still think it's some scoring. This might be an over game now. I'm not going to lie. This might be an over game now.
Yeah, definitely.
And assists. Oh, Alyssa Thomas. Over 6.5 assists. Make sure you play that. The plus money, definitely. Man. That sucks for I really, really wanted
to get the first. I just picked her up.
Maybe they still do, but I'm not going to bet them to get their. That's too many people missing for me. So
I just picked her up in like 4 of my WNBA fantasy leagues that I play in. She was available in all of them, and I was like, how do people not have her? So that was great.
Shout out to Gendy for being in 4 WNBA fantasy leagues for sure. I'm just doing the one, but shouts out there. All right. This is why you catch us live on YouTube. I know people that are listening to the podcast are like, dang, I wish I had this intel. Or they're like, I'm glad I didn't hear this, because this did hit it all. But very much so. Make sure you check us out on YouTube. YouTube.com/NBA Gambling Podcast is where we're streaming the WNBA Gambling Podcast this season. And before we get into the final two games of the slate, I got to talk to you about the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals, because they are both here. We have 2 free contests for both the Stanley Cup and NBA Finals exclusively on the SGPN app. They have series props. They have game props. They have everything you need. Go in and sign up ASAP. $100 SGPN gift card up for grabs for each contest. Download the SGPN app and enter today.
When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch down to the sole. Personally, I can't wait to get a new pair of Giannis Freak 5s. Whatever you're adding to your lineup next, head to eBay. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Just look for that blue check mark. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
All right. Next game of the slate, we have your Las Vegas Aces and the Atlanta Dream playing in Atlanta. -11.5 for the Las Vegas Aces. Opened up at 11. They are now up to 11.5. 171.5 is the total injury report here. And let's see what they're showing. Atlanta Dream, Daniel Robinson is out indefinitely with a knee injury. And for the Las Vegas Aces, Rekonnell Williams is out as well with a back injury for tomorrow. They already have ruled her out, so she's done. This Dream team has a win against the Aces in the past 365. Can they do it again?
Nope. I think the Aces are going to cover. That could be my fandom, but I know we talked about the Liberty being a super team, but the Aces, I think, are even strides ahead of where the Liberty are right now. And I don't think 11 is enough for the Aces. I think they're going to cover it pretty easily. They're firing on all cylinders. I don't know if I've ever seen a basketball team that looks as good as them across the board, college, NBA. They are just clicking.
Yeah, no, they do look really, really good. And man, do they play with their food here? So if we look at the Aces this season, they are 3-1 against the spread. They did not cover that first meeting on they didn't cover that first meeting on the road against the Sparks, but they covered the second meeting, and then they covered they covered 13.5 against Seattle, didn't cover 15.5 the first time against the Sparks, but covered it the second time and covered 15 against the Lynx. Curious on why this is now down to 11.5, and it kind of feels like we're getting a little bit better of a line there.
Yeah, I think I can't believe it's as low as 11. I was a little bit surprised before we got on when I started looking through all this. I feel like it should be higher. I really do. That's 1 point over a double digit. That's not much for the Aces.
Yeah.
What are they at? I think they're averaging north of 90 still. Or if they're a little bit below, if that, the Dream aren't going to be able to keep up with 90 points. There's no way they're going to be able to keep up with them.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Aces with you there. I think I'll go Aces with you. I do think that this Dream team is a little scrappy, and they're going to get up for the Aces coming into Atlanta. That Atlanta atmosphere is amazing, and it's just incredible, and it's going to be a really great game. I think that's going to be a tough place to play all season. Did they have their get-up game after losing to the Fever against Chicago? Maybe. And maybe that's why this line is a little bit conservative. Yeah, I'm just going to say Aces. Aces -11.5. But I do love the over because I still think Atlanta will be able to score the basketball. Like, they have scorers. They have offense. I think they'll be able to score the basketball. I just think that the turnovers that they have is going to be brutal against an Aces team, and that's what really pushes the Aces over this spread. So I'm still liking the over 171.5. I don't know if I get there on Dream team total over yet, but I think the Aces will do a lot of the scoring in the Dream, be able to keep up somewhat. So give me over 171.5 for the total. What do you like there?
It's tough. I don't like playing unders right now because it seems like everybody is scoring so much in this league. But at the same time, I'm sitting here thinking, okay, so if the Aces, let's say, put up 90, their Dream are going to have to put up 80. And I don't know if they do it. I think they're going to give Howard a little bit of a hard time, and a lot of their points go through her. So I'm going to take the under. It's right there. That's a hard one for me, but I think I'm expecting this game to be a blowout. So,
really?
Yeah, I don't think the Dream are going to be able to hang. I mean, they lost to the Fever, although I do think the Fever are a lot better than people realize, and I think they're going to continue to get better, so it's not a knock on them. But I just think, I don't know if they can put up 80 on the Aces.
So, okay, two straight unders for the Aces in our past two games. So it looks like that is trend is going your way of them blowing teams out and holding them under, holding the under the total. So
the one thing that scares me, though, if you do notice, when they start not conceding a game, but they start bringing in the second string, they mm-hmm. tend to allow a lot of points on the back end. So that is the only thing concerning there for me, because
I think we go Aces first half. I'm not afraid of taking it on the road.
Yeah, I don't hate that play. And then in terms of player props, something I'm looking for is where Jackie Jung's points are. I think the step up she has taken this season, or let's say even the previous season, to be most improved to the step she's now taken this year. She's scoring. I don't think that's going to change, but I do think they're starting to set those totals pretty high. I think last game was 22-23, which is doable, but if somebody else on that team, insert any player, Kelsey Plum, Wilson, even Candace Parker, if any of them go off, then it's going to take away from her. So eventually so I'm looking where that is and might actually play the under on that if I think it's too high.
All right. Let's see here. I don't really have a lean on any player props because I kind of don't know where this game is going to go, to be honest. If I did anything, I'd probably take Alicia Gray over and just say Alicia Gray shows up and is able to score today. And she takes on a challenge of playing against the Aces. She's been really, really good. But I don't really have any leans for player props in this
game. Her and Howard both have been – their player points have been –
they get the attempts. Like, it may not always be the most efficient, but they get the attempts, and they're always going to get the attempts.
I think I haven't seen them higher. I think they were both maybe 14, 15, and the highest – maybe Howard was 17 at one point. And that's any given night for, I think, both of them. So,
all right, let's get to the last game of the slate. We have lost – Angeles Sparks going to play the Phoenix Mercury in Phoenix. Phoenix opened up as a 3-point favorite. They are now a 3.5-point favorite. 163.5 is the total. Let's look here at an injury report, and we see Chinne Ogumike is questionable with an illness. Larisha Clarendon is questionable. Jordan Canada is questionable as well, all with an illness. We'll see if they're able to go. I think that we'll be able to see them because they did miss that last game, so I think we'll be able to see them go at this point. Azaree Stevens is still out with that back injury, and Jasmine Thomas is out with the knee injury. Over to the Phoenix Mercury, we have Shea Petty, who is out indefinitely right now with a knee injury, and Skylar Diggins-Smith, who is still out with the pregnancy. So, I mean, I'm just going to assume that we see some players come back for the Sparks here. They're coming off some rest, getting over that illness that it looks like NECA ran through the locker room, and NECA was patient zero, and then everybody else caught it, and they missed the next game. So it looks like that illness is starting to come out of the locker room. We should start to see some actives for some of these players. And this team ran through Phoenix the first go-round. And my issue with Phoenix is I truly, truly do not think that they are a consistent scoring team. Like, I do not think that they're going to be consistently be able to score the basketball. Yes, they scored 90 points in their last game. That was against the Minnesota Lynx, who have been giving up points to everybody. They only scored 69 points against the Sky. They only scored 71 points against this Sparks team in Los Angeles. I don't think that this Sparks team is going to stop offensively. I think they're going to find ways a lot easier. Phoenix has been allowing teams to score on them as well. 81 to the Lynx really, really looks bad right now. Like, giving up 81 points to the Lynx really, really looks bad right now. And, 75 to Chicago, that's a slower-paced team. That was a slow-paced game. But I think they build on that 94 piece. Do they drop 94 this go-around? Probably not. I think they get somewhere close. I still think they're in like the 80s or something. And the Sparks, I think this is wrong team favorite. Give me the Los Angeles Sparks as a road dog here. +3.5. What are you doing?
I'm going Mercury. Cover the 3.
Okay.
I was hoping we would kind of – I don't think we've agreed on much so far. I'm big on, like you said, about that stuff. It seems like a stomach virus or some kind of illness going through there. And it takes a little bit of time to get up from that. And we're talking half the team has that by now. So I still think the Sparks are kind of not at full strength. So I think just for that sole fact alone, Griner's playing good. And I think Taurasi is due for a breakout game. She's still Diana Taurasi. I got this weird feeling that Phoenix is going to kind of come alive here. But it could go the complete opposite way. And like you said,
I trust Kurt Miller's defense, man. I trust Kurt Miller to put a good defensive game plan to rattle this Phoenix team again. They did it very well that first go around. They have the staff and the defensive players that can. You know, you talk about Alexi Brown, who's a 3-and-D type of gal. Like, I think that this team has the makeup to make this tough. It's just, hey, is everybody playing? And maybe this is a game that you wait and see. And wait till that official injury report drops. Now, again, it's the WNBA, and we got screwed earlier this season when they said Satu Sabli wasn't playing, and then she was playing, and then she dropped 25. So tread lightly, but do use the injury report to the best of your knowledge. And so if they say the players are in, then I'm going to go ahead and trust them. And if everybody's in, I'm all over the Sparks here. I think the Sparks roll because I'm just down on the Mercury. I don't think the Mercury are that good, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, you were thinking exactly what I was thinking. I'm waiting on this because looking at the injury report, there's two people on there, and especially in Clarendon, and I think she just brings this energy to that team, and she is gritty and she is in there and fighting. And if she's not there, where else are they going to get those minutes from? You know, I think she is like one of those glue pieces. She doesn't score. She scores sometimes, but she's kind of that glue that holds that team together. And if she's not there, if Chiney's not playing, I'm going to monitor, I guess, I don't know how I'm going to play this one. I'm definitely monitoring it though, for sure.
If I get everybody in like I expect to see them in, I will take the Sparks team total over. I don't think the Phoenix Mercury have a good defense. I don't think they'll be able to slow this team down or not. If you're telling me I'm still getting Lexi Brown, I'm still getting Jordan Canada, I'm still getting, Aneka Ogumike, then I feel very, very good about, you know, this offense and them being able to score points. So especially getting them as a dog, I will take Sparks team total over pending an injury report there.
All right.
Anything else you got for this game?
Try to think player prop wise for this one. Might check out Griner's rebounds. They've been, 7.5, 8.5. So that could be an interesting one where that is. But other than that, maybe see what they're giving Taurasi, but there's not many player props that really stand out to me like the other three.
Brittany Griner had a really good game offensively in the last one, too. I'll back her again to have another good offensive game for the Sparks. If she's going to be able to get anywhere, it's going to be on the inside, especially if Chiney is not able to go. That's just another level of inside depth that they're really, really going to miss, and rim protection they're going to miss. So I like Brittany Griner's overs for sure. I think that's like the only over that I like for the Phoenix Mercury, but that's all I really got. NECA, I'll take a look at NECA and her points, depending on where they're at.
Something
she's always liable to score.
I do want to circle back on one thing back at the Aces game before I forget. I played a season-long prop of Jackie Young winning the MVP about a week ago. I think everybody should kind of keep an eye on that. I got it at, I think it was 15,000 to 1, or does that sound right?
And now doesn't sound right.
Not 15,000 plus 15,000.
One. Okay, not bad.
And it's all the way down to plus 7,500. They're getting scared that. So I got it early, but I don't know if she can or not. But I put $10 on it because it would pay, I think, 1,500 or something. So I'm cheering for her just to keep lighting it up. So I wanted to circle back on that one before I forgot.
Yeah, no problem, no problem. All right, yeah. I'm sitting on Alyssa Thomas, 30-1 to win MVP. That's down to 10-1 now. So looking forward to that. I'm telling you, if Alyssa Thomas just can – Alyssa Thomas assist. This game hasn't started, Alyssa Thomas assist. Shout out to Allen, who dropped Caleb McBride rebounds are at plus money. I checked it just now. They're still at plus money, plus 115. And she's at 4.5 rebounds. She's had four rebounds in the last four games. Now, no Jessica Shepherd. She could sneak over and get that five. The books haven't adjusted. I think that is a nice plus money prop. Shout out to Allen in the chat. This is why you hop in on YouTube. Trying to tell you guys, lock in with us while we're doing this on YouTube. All right.
One thing you said about Thomas, she's definitely playing good, but she's got to, if she wants to be in the MVP race, I think she's got to up the scoring a little bit. She's been doing everything else, but
She's at 18. She's at 18 points per game. So I think that's a solid. If you can keep that and just you keep averaging a double double and you get those assists closer to 7-8 per game, like give and knock out a few triple doubles over the course of the season. Like if she has a number of triple doubles over the course of the season, I think she can lockstep just kind of steal that MVP award. So. And, you know, for the reluctance of wanting to give it to the super teams, like, I think that, you know, there is a little bit of a reluctance of, hey, these teams are so good. Like, we're going to give the MVP to somebody on these teams, and they've been stacked all year round. They haven't been able to put out consistent production because somebody else has been going off every single night. So,
yeah. And I think it also, when we're looking at this, you know, months from now, also, where are their team's record? If Connecticut has a pretty decent record, that's only going to help the MVP. If they don't have a great record, then maybe they won't, but that's definitely going to be a factor too. So
very much so. All right, let's get into Lock and Dog and go ahead and close this out. I'm making my edge boost double down play of the day, which is going to be the Washington Mystics first half. I don't have a first half line on that. Line is at 6.5. So it's a 3.5. I like it because I'm getting under two possessions. So win by four, Dallas, I think that they come out, get a little rattled by this slow-paced game, get a little rattled by the defense of the Mystics. I've been there. I know the atmosphere is going to be a tough place to play. I think that the home crowd is going to be lockstep on a Friday night for this game. Everybody gets off work, goes straight to the game. Get crazy lit. So expecting the Washington Mystics first half minus 3.5. That is my lock for my dog. It's super easy. Give me the Los Angeles Sparks plus 140 on the money line to get it done versus the Phoenix Mercury. I think they're the better team. I think this is a case of wrong team favor. And I'm just going to take my chances on the injury report falling my way. I'm getting down on the Sparks to get the win, their second win of the season versus the Mercury, plus 140. Indy, over to you. What's your lock? What's your dog?
I'm going Aces cover the 11. I just can't believe that's all it is. Every time I just looked at it again, I'm sitting here, it's staring me in the face. I think the Aces are going to cover that easily. So I'm going to lock my Aces cover the 11. For my dog, I think I might have to parlay to get a dog here. So I'm going to do the under in the Dallas Washington game. Feel pretty confident in that. And then let's go. Let's say my Mercury, or not my Mercury, the Mercury, cover the 3, and we're going to go. That gets us at plus 264. So for my dog, we're going to go under 163.5, Dallas-Washington game, and the Mercury to cover 3.
Bruh. All right, and we're here. We are done. Appreciate you, Genny, for tapping in. Anything else you have for the people before we get up out of here?
I don't know. I get on my soapbox a little bit every chance I get. Everybody's got to give the WNBA a chance. I mean, I've been a basketball fan since I was a kid, and just the level of basketball, if you are a true basketball fan, I love the NBA just like the next person. But if you like true basketball, screening, off-the-ball screens, pick and rolls, you are getting it. You are getting true team basketball, which is my favorite basketball. And I will get on my soapbox and continue my crusade of making people and getting people to watch the WNBA because pisses me off that people don't give it a chance.
Yeah, very much so. I'm trying to tell you, if you like good hoops, you're never going to find any other better hoops anywhere than in the WNBA. Like, I'm telling you right now, it's one of the best hoops out. Like, straight up. I love watching the WNBA. And give it a chance. You sit there, you start betting it, you start watching it. Everybody that told me that they started watching it and started betting it, I've never heard a bad review. So, again, using our platform to help grow the league, this is the WNBA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. You have my Edge Boost Double Down Play of the Day of the Washington Mystics. First half, -3.5. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/Edge. Sign up there. Support us. Support Edge Boost. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/Edge. With that, make sure you leave a review for the pod. Make sure you're tapping in. Tell a friend. Tell a friend of a friend. I actually have nothing else to say, nothing else to do. No other way of ending the podcast. We're just going to end it like this. We are out of here. We'll